Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Welcome aboard, Christopher.
Welcome aboard, Danny.
I like that we've decided for no reason whatsoever that we say welcome aboard.
That's our new thing.
I kind of like that because I get to say something at the beginning and I don't have to think, what am I going to say this time before we start talking about nothing?
Yeah, every time we're just going to welcome each other aboard.
Right.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Don't say that, though.
No, we won't say that.
You can every once in a while, but I don't want that to be a regular thing.
Yeah, that sounds a little fruity. You know, kind
of. Right.
Hey, I had an interesting thought today. I wonder if you might find it interesting also.
Okay.
I work with a girl. I don't like to say where I work, but trust me, I work with a girl.
Hang on. We can say Chris is a chimney sweep.
Yeah. Me and this girl, we're partners in chimney sweeping. She's an Asian girl, and her name's Bessie Wang. And I think Bessie is a really funny name for an Asian person.
Bessie, especially if it's going to be followed by Wang. It seems like someone tried to combine the most, like, American name with the most obviously Asian name.
I think it's funny because I feel like her parents, who I assume are also Asian, they gave her that name to make her seem...
That's racist, Chris. You assume her parents are... That is completely racist.
It is. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, her parents are Asian.
Okay.
And they gave her that name, I assume, to try to help assimilate her into American culture, right? By calling her Bessie. But they don't realize, we don't even call our cows Bessie anymore.
My head was working on a cow joke while
you were... That's worse than
I wasn't Apple. Really listening to you, I was just trying to think of a cow joke.
Yeah, really, that doesn't make any sense. And you know, they felt real slick when they thought of Bessie, like, no one will know she's Asian. This name will blend her in perfectly.
She's like some sort of spy international.
Yeah, that's my thought.
That is a funny thought. Speaking of Asians, Chris, our Asian friend Ben Shields is going to come visit us. Were you aware of this?
I was aware. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him in the studio or not.
That's what I'm hoping. That was my point, is that I really want to get Ben just in the Chris and Danny hot seat.
Oh, God. Yes.
Can you imagine such a thing?
We could find out if he's ever been with two men at the same time.
I assume that's a yes.
We find out if he wants to ride.
Well, actually, we happen to know for a fact that he's been with two men.
The audience doesn't know.
I meant two other men. Not us also, two men other than us. Do you think we make too many gay jokes, Chris? You told me off air that you think we make too many cock jokes and too many gay jokes and too many... What other type of things did you think we make too many of?
I think we make too many racist jokes. I know I make most of them, but you encourage
I basically egg you on, and I try to act like I'm appalled with your racism. Just the only reason I do that is so that the show has some balance.
Well, I think it gives people the wrong idea, because seriously, we make jokes, but we love all colors and races of people. I love all colors and creeds. I've always said that.
Yeah, I know you've always said that. You wrote a book called...
You know how Joseph had a coat of many colors? I have sunglasses that don't see color.
Mm-hmm.
But they're contact lenses.
No, you also have sunglasses.
Trying to say I'm colorblind.
You also have sunglasses that you wear that don't see any colors. Right. And they also have mirrors on the sides so you can see if someone's coming up behind you. You got them in a catalog in the 80s. They're pretty cool.
They block out colors, and I can look behind me to make sure there's no colored sneaking up
behind me. Not sure colored is an accepted term anymore, but...
So like I say, we go way too much with the racist.
What else?
And it definitely gives out the wrong impression.
Well, yeah, I feel like maybe one time we should get together and just... Because we are also in a folk music band. That's what we do. Like, we go and play shows. And we just sing songs of harmony and, like, racial harmony, community, unity, impunity. We just sing songs that try to bring people together, you know? And I feel like maybe... Because people don't know this about us. Some people probably only hear this podcast and don't know that we were famous folk singers before this.
There's probably a small minority of people just stumbling onto the podcast that don't know about our huge folk following.
Right. And they don't realize that our racial jokes are kind of almost making fun of ourselves for being so racially accepting, mm-hmm. you know.
When we have our guitars with us, we bring people together. And when we have our mics on us, when we're talking to mics is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
We tear people apart.
Through racial bigotry.
Right. We break the chains of racism with our guitar, and with the microphone we bond it back together stronger than ever.
Yep. That's our creed. That's our mission. Well, because we wouldn't have any fans to reunite. The reason we started the podcast is because we'd already reunited the world, so people were getting bored with our music.
I kind of feel like when we're out hitting the track, hitting the trail on the folk circuit, we're sort of shooting ourselves in the foot. Because we're bringing people together, and pretty soon too many people are going to get brought together, there's not going to be anything to sing about.
That's what I'm saying. They're getting bored with our music. They're like, yeah, we already know. No one is racist anymore thanks to your music.
Yeah.
So, like, it feels like we're beating a dead horse, sort of.
Right.
Because they're like...
We're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing something to Mary. I'm trying to work the folk thing.
Hailing back. Mary.
Yeah.
Like you would hail a cab. I think that's where the expression comes from. But, so, yeah, that's why we started the podcast, to tear people apart. But, you know...
I do think people get the wrong idea of us.
What, Chris, I was thinking about this earlier. What is your favorite song title of our folk songs that we wrote about bringing people together?
I think Colorblind Buffet is one of my favorites.
Which one's that? Because I only know the song. We don't know them by the title. I can't remember. What's that one about? Is that...
Well, we have.
Is it about an actual buffet?
Hey, y'all, children, we're gonna go down to the colorblind buffet. Don't you remember that?
That's right. Now I remember.
I got the idea from eating dinner at a hometown buffet, and I just felt like everyone there was a multi-different color.
Yeah, and
we were all joining on our love of
around roast beef,
fried chicken, and mashed potatoes at competitive prices. We have to bring in the guitars and play that one sometime.
I know. What were some of the other favorites that we used to play? Chinese, Japanese, Taiwanese, Join Us Please.
I'll tell you the song I miss. We haven't played in a while.
Which one?
Chinese Chicken Salvation.
I don't get it.
I got the idea for eating a Chinese chicken salad.
Pretty much most of your ideas come to you at hometown buffet, don't they?
Yeah, most of them are buffet inspired. And I just remember eating it, thinking about, look at all these different ingredients that are in the Chinese chicken salad. It's kind of like all the different ingredients in life.
And America.
And if you think about all the different colors of people, you put us all together, and we just make a delicious, harmonious salad.
What type of salad?
And by coming together, that is our salvation. And I also picked that word because it sounds like I'm going to say salad.
True.
So people like that when you start out saying one word, but it ends up being another word, and it still makes sense. I found that people like that.
Yeah, also, we did market research about that, and we found that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my market research is on the road, pressing the flesh with the real folks.
We shake a lot of hands, kiss a lot of babies. Remember, there was one time where you played guitar with a baby instead of a pick.
I did.
For a mom. She wanted you to do that.
She begged me to.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that lady, she was black.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go to show you.
And her baby was half black, and I don't have a problem with that.
Not at all.
I told her at the time I did.
It really sounds like that we're secretly really racist at this point, and we're trying to cover it.
Here's the funny thing, though. My guitar is brown.
That's beautiful.
And in 1,000 years, we're all going to be a shade of brown.
Hopefully. I hope so.
God willing.
God willing.
But anyway, I hope people don't get the wrong idea about us.
Yeah, I don't want them to get the wrong idea about us either. I hope they have a completely accurate idea about us, which is that we are folk singers, first of all.
We are not actually racist.
we are accepting of all cultures, all colors of skin, all religions. We love religion.
We're not gay, but we accept gays.
Right. We make jokes about being gay to deal with our homosexuality.
Wait, what?
No. We, what else?
We are lifelong smokers.
Mm-hmm. You are.
I am.
What's the thing?
You're just a pole smoker.
We love Hometown Buffet.
We love any buffet.
Especially the ones that are hometown-ish.
We love diversity.
Yes. And that's basically it. That's the podcast. In a nutshell. In a beautiful brown, mixed race nutshell.
You were so close to saying beautiful brown nutsack. I could tell you wanted to say it.
All right, I think we're going to have to end with that.
Come on now, children. Gonna go to the colorblind buffet.
We all, we seem to know the way.
Today's special is diversity. Tomorrow's gonna be brotherhood.
We're gonna eat something delicious.
Real good.
Real good. At the colorblind buffet.
You know we know the way.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
Colorblind buffet.